Once again, you are welcome guests of a unique organization, the World Adventurers Club. Here you meet men from all corners of the globe, men who have braved every danger from the polar seas to the sweltering tropics. It is the custom of this club to hold a series of informal meetings in which various members are called upon to recount their most thrilling experiences. And now the World Adventurers Club invites you to hear a tale of the Royal Road to Adventure.
Give a man a horse he can ride, give a man a horse he can sail, and rank and wealth is rank and health, on sailor's oar shall fail. Give a man a horse he can ride, give a man a horse he can sail, and rank and wealth is rank and health, on sea or shore shall fail. Give a man a girl he can love, his heart is great with the pulse of faith, and home on land, on sea. Give a man a girl he can love, as I, my love, love thee. And his heart is great with the pulse of faith, and
President, who's going to be the speaker of the evening?
Gentlemen, if you'll kindly gather around and find your favorite chairs, we shall hear tonight a story of Africa.
Africa, eh?
Who's going to tell it? Who's elected? And I'm going to call upon Captain Ralph Norton to take the floor.
Oh, up to you, Norton.
Your stuck old man, no falling off.
Let's hear it.
This is very unexpected. I thought I could sneak in and sneak out and nobody would see me.
No, not get away with it.
No, we've got you where we want you.
No escape for you, Norton.
Well, if I'm going to talk, President Johnson is right about one thing. That is, I'll have to talk about Africa. For most all of my expeditions have been devoted to the Dark Continent. And as long as you want my most thrilling adventure, well, that's not very hard to find. But first, let me ask you one question. Have any of you gentlemen who have been in the jungles of Central Africa ever found a dead elephant? An elephant that died a natural death?
Why, no, I never did. Now that I think of it,
never saw a dead elephant.
Neither did I. In all my rambling through Africa, I never found the carcass of an elephant. Of course, I had heard the traditional story of a secret valley where elephants went to die, but I never had thought much about it. But then as I pondered over the idea, the more logical it became. The elephant is an instinctive beast, and it's not at all unnatural that he should literally pick himself a graveyard.
Yes, I've heard that theory, but has it ever been proved?
Gentlemen, with my own eyes, I have seen the graveyard of the elephants.
You actually saw it?
Where did you find it?
Why, it must be worth a fortune.
The wealth of ivory deposited there is worth millions of dollars. But the ironic part of this story is that even though I have visited the elephant's graveyard and seen its fortune in ivory, I can never see it again.
But why is that?
Well, why can't you go back?
Why can't you see it? That's
well, now, let me start at the beginning. My partner on this particular expedition was Stanley Carter, an authority on Africa and a famous big game hunter.
Yes, I recall some of Stanley Carter's exploits. We must get him to come to this club. Yes.
Well, as this trip to the elephant's graveyard was something of a wild idea that seemed impractical to most men, Carter and I organized it alone. We were the only white men in the party. We had several dozen natives for our safari, and naturally enough, several elephants for beasts of burden. Among the natives was one rather intelligent fellow who knew the reason for our expedition and seemed to have some meager knowledge of where the graveyard of the elephants might be. His name was Mbala.
Into what part of Africa did you strike? The Congo?
No. We had reason to believe that the location might be in the Ubangi country, just north of the Congo. So our safari made its way through the tortuous jungle, out into the bush, and then up into the higher country far beyond the Bami River. A geological investigation had warned me that this particular country was subject to earth faults, resulting in quakes and landslides, especially after storms. We saw evidence of recent slides. Huge trees had been uprooted, boulders had crashed into each other, and the entire topographical contour of the country was changing. One day, when we were closed in by mountain ranges, Carter and I, with the help of Mbala, decided to try a little known path to the northeast. No sooner had we headed in that direction than the first trouble began. We heard an unearthly noise that was apparently...
Luongo! Luongo! Zango!
What's
Chang?
That? What's the matter? What's the matter back there?
What's wrong, Umbala?
Elephant much frightened. Him no like this place. Him yell.
Halt! Everybody halt!
Is it all three elephants or just the leader?
Oh, boss elephant no want to go on. Him scare. Others scare too.
The temperamental elephant. Well, no safari can be stopped for that. Come on there, Bosco. Take it easy, old boy. Nothing's going to hurt you.
Listen, Carter, that's a good sign. Maybe we're near the place. Maybe they're afraid to go near their own graveyard.
By gad, that's an idea. Let's try to go on. Keep an eye on them, Umbala.
Forward! Everybody forward!
All well and good if they don't bolt. The natives are getting nervous, too.
They're scared because the elephants are scared.
I have a hunch we're on the right trail.
The pass we're going through is safe enough. If they run, they can only run back the way we've come.
You hear that? What's that?
Wungo! Wungo! Munga Shang!
What is it, Umbala?
Him double god. Me no. Him kill all men. Him make earth move.
Nonsense. It sounded like thunder.
Well, it couldn't be. The sky is clear.
Let's go on. We'll find out.
Forward! Elephant him plenty scare. Him no light.
I think you're scared, too.
Watch those elephants, Umbala. We'll take care of your devil god.
There's no use being scared by a...
There it is again.
We've got to find out what that is. Look, there's another pass leading off to the west. That's not on any map.
Great Scott, man. Look there. Look across that valley.
Bones. Thousands of bleaching bones.
Ivory. Look at the ivory.
Hundreds of tendons of ivory.
We found it, Carter. The graveyard of the elephants.
It'll be buried under thousands of tons of earth. Take your last look at it.
Oh, I don't think so. Listen to those elephants. They're going to break. Hold them.
Elephant think him die here. Him no like.
Give me that goat. We've got to control them.
Confound them. And the natives are running too. Stop them, Umbala.
Look, Carter. Look, a landslide. That's our thunder. The whole mountain range is sliding down into that valley.
We've got to get out of here. We'll be crushed by the walls of the pass. Let's go, Norton.
But the elephant's graveyard. We found it.
It'll be buried under thousands of tons of earth. Take your last look at it.
We can't leave it. We can't lose that ivory.
We've got to lose it. There's no other way to save it. Come on, Norton. Run for your life.
Look, the walls of the pass are cracking. Which way can we go?
Run, man, run. Back the way we came. It's our only chance.
Can we make it? Look out for those rocks, Carter.
This way, to the right. Look out for that loose earth. It's all sliding down into the valley.
The elephant's graveyard. It may be our graveyard, too.
Now, fire's a chance. This way, Norton, this way. I know we can make it.
Look, the ivory is gone. The earth is swallowing it up.
No man will ever see it again. Forget the ivory, Norton. We're running a race with death.
So that was our exciting but futile trip to the elephant's graveyard.
Great trip. Aye,
did you ever go back?
Yes, we went back eventually. But we found the secret of the elephants locked in the heart of Africa. A complete mountain range had been shaken by what a geologist terms a fault. The little valley of the elephant's graveyard was no more. All those bones and all the ivory are now buried under millions of tons of earth and rock. I don't think any man will ever see that sight again. And that, gentlemen, is probably the most thrilling adventure of my career.
Well, that's something to remember. It must have been a real thrill.
Yeah, quite a kick.
Who can give us a better story than that?
Well, now let's see. I think it's going to be up to Rogers to tell us the next, John. Rogers of the South Sea.
That's right. Your turn, Rogers.
You're elected.
Your turn, Rogers. You're elected.
Bright of a jungle night is a fearful sight to behold. Hear the bushmen know that the red moon's glow brings a chill to a heart that's bold. Hear the prowling beast has a gory beat, and the earth is untamed and raw. Hear the flying dart finds a ready mark, and a life for a life is lost.
The
ocean sound with a hollow sound
on the crags of a rock-bound coast.
And the wind wails by with a scream on high
like the cry of a tortured ghost. Here the prowling beast has a gory feast and the earth is untamed and raw. Here the flying dart finds a ready mark and a light. For a life is law, and a life for a life is law.
And as the World Adventurers Club bids you goodbye, they cordially invite you to pull up your chair and join their inner circle for the next of the strange adventures in strange lands.